This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens warning of incoming rocket fire went off in areas outside of Jerusalem for the first time since fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip intensified this week. Israeli radio and television carried alerts of rockets fired toward areas in the hills outside of Jerusalem. Shortly after the sirens went off, ending 12 hours of a lull in the cross-border fighting, Israel's military said it resumed striking targets in the Gaza Strip belonging to the Islamic Jihad group. Some 200,000 people have fled from Sudan to neighboring countries since violence erupted last month, a UN spokesperson said on Friday, adding tens of thousands have arrived in Chad in recent days. At the same briefing, UNICEF spokesman James Elder said a factory in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, producing food for malnourished children, has been burnt down.
Now, that fire has destroyed 14,500 cartons of ready-to-use therapeutic food, and that was set to be transported to locations for what is life-saving treatment for around 14,500 children for 6 to 8 weeks.
Airstrikes and artillery pounded Khartoum on Friday after Sudan's warring army and rapid support forces paramilitary failed to agree to a ceasefire despite committing to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access. Ukrainian military commanders say their troops had recaptured more territory from Russian forces at the scene of the war's longest and bloodiest battle for the eastern city of Bakhmut. But it wasn't clear if this marked the start of Kyiv's long-expected counteroffensive. This is VOA News. Pretoria summoned the U.S. ambassador to South Africa on Friday, a day after he said the U.S. had observed South African weapons being loaded onto a Russian vessel last December. Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Despite Western efforts to get Pretoria's support for Kyiv since the Russian invasion began last year, the South African government has maintained friendly relations with Moscow. South Africa also has invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to attend a summit in the country in August, despite the fact there's an arrest warrant out for him by the International Criminal Court and Pretoria is a signatory to the court. If he shows up, South Africa is legally obliged to arrest him. This has led to calls by some within the ruling party to look into restructuring the agreement with the ICC. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The emergency health order used during the pandemic at the U.S.-Mexico border to quickly expel migrants back to Mexico or their home countries has ended, VOA's immigration correspondent Aline Barros reports.
The Biden administration announced new asylum restrictions, but people like Priscilla Horta, who is an immigration lawyer in Brownsville, Texas, have been crossing the border into Matamoros, Mexico every week to explain to migrants the process they're about to face.
If you enter under any other circumstance besides the app or a pre-scheduled appointment, you will not be considered eligible for asylum.
Horta is advising migrants to use the CBP One app to secure an appointment and letting them know that if they cross without authorization, they will be removed immediately. Aline Barros, VOA News, Brownsville, Texas.
A high court in Islamabad has granted former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan a 2-week reprieve from arrest in a graft case and granted him bail on the charge. A lawyer for Khan says the court made the decision on Friday, a day after the country's Supreme Court asked it for a ruling. He says Khan is now a free man and that the decision was just. The Eurovision Song Contest has barred Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky from addressing the final of the Pan-Continental Music Competition, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky had been expected to use a video address on Saturday to urge the world continue its support for Ukraine's fight to repel Russian invasion. Now, the European Broadcasting Union says letting Zelensky participate would breach the non-political nature of the event. Overtly political lyrics, signs and symbols are banned at Eurovision, but politics can't be shut out entirely. Russia was banned from the contest after it had invaded Ukraine last year. Last year's contest was won by Ukraine, and the UK has now stepped in to host on its behalf. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.